Tomorrow, I want you to join me, if at all possible, for both hours if you can. But of course, if you cannot, I understand. We will definitely plan to rebroadcast one of those hours next Wednesday. But let me tell you what we have coming up. I'm calling this one particular topic, Evaluating Our Politics from a Biblical Perspective, the Role of Christians. And I'm going to ask that you join me to take a critical look at the actual role that many who are amongst the churchgoers of America actually play when it comes to their impact on our politicians. Now, don't get me wrong. I realize that we have quite a few politicians who claim to be Christians as well. But I'm particularly focusing on those who are not politicians. They're outside the political world, but connecting with it by becoming advisors, etc. We have so many who love to talk about how, you know, they've gotten together with this person and that person. They prayed for this person. That person is saved now, born again, etc., etc. And we look at the policies that are still coming from our policymakers. But not only that, we also pay attention to the responses of those who are churchgoers, purport to be Christians, have the ear of the policymakers, and respond to, I want us to take a look at how they respond, how those who have the ears of the politicians, those who have the ears of the policymakers and have some level of influence on policies that are passed. I want to take a look at how they do what they do, how they respond when policies are passed that go against principles highlighted in Scripture. Evaluating Our Politics from a Biblical Perspective, the Role of Christians. That's coming up on Sunday, and I want you to be sure to join me. Those of you who will be participating in worship services, that's a good thing. Enjoy, grow, and help others grow as well. If you'd like to hear the program at a later date, you can do that by tuning in later on Sunday by going to the website speakingwith.com, clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience, and just go to that particular date. And of course, this Sunday is December 2nd, believe it or not, December 2nd. Yes, December here already. And so you can just go to that date and listen to that first hour. And we're going to be talking through the evaluation of our politics from a biblical perspective. All right. Now, back to vacationing. Benefits for the soul. We talked about some of the benefits for the body. Now let's look at some of the benefits for the soul. Ways that our souls actually benefit when we vacation. When you take time away from the job, you're also taking time out for yourself that allows your mind to find some freedom. When you let go of over-worry about work issues, your brain gets to go off the clock and attend to matters of personal significance. Or if there's something of personal significance that you'd rather not tend to, your brain can not tend to it. Letting your mind wander is one of the healthiest things that you can allow it to do. Just letting your mind wander. There's a whole list of amazing discoveries and innovations that popped up when the creators were, quote unquote, on vacation. Almost everyone has had the experience of having a brilliant inspiration during a mundane task. And it turns out that when you're not trying to think of something, your brain has more freedom to creatively explore solutions to problems or imagine new ways of doing something. letting the brain rest instead of forcing it to always work, work, work. Letting it rest, letting it take the thoughts wherever the brain wants to take the thoughts, instead of every thought and every thought process be ordered by us. Just chilling and let the mind take the thoughts where they'll go. Resting the brain, even while awake. How many of you sometimes sit down in a relaxing chair, relaxing recliner, sofa, a hammock, wherever it's comfortable for you, and just close your eyes and choose not to deliberately think about anything? Now, you notice I said choose not to deliberately think about anything, because it can be difficult to think about nothing for any extended period of time, whether we're awake or asleep. But how about when we just decide, you know what, I'm not going to spend the next 15 to 30 minutes focusing on this subject. I'm not going to spend an hour after that focusing on that subject. We just get comfortable and let our brains do where our brains what they want to do. Let the brain go where the brain wants to go. Well, check this out. The process of creative expression is simply more important to our emotional well-being than the product that we actually end up creating. The process of creative expression, when we're freeing our minds from the daily yoke of work, we'll also experience freedom from the worry-induced aches and pains that are generated on the job. Your body turns mental and emotional stress into physiological experiences like headaches, backaches, and muscle tension. How many of you find that sitting at a desk, studying, sitting at a desk, looking at a computer, and doing this day in and day out, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, causes tension in your shoulders, your neck, upper back? And you may not notice it at first, especially because it can be such a gradual progression that it sneaks up on you and you may or may not realize it's there unless you begin to experience some pain in your neck where the tension becomes so pronounced that it begins to put pressure on your spine. Headaches, backaches, muscle tension that start with mental and emotional stress. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, we are the physical body and the part of us that we do not see, the inner being. The inner being experiencing mental stress and emotional stress, and the body turning that stress into physiological experiences. By letting go of stressors for 1 week, our body is able to unclench and return to its healthier, more relaxed state, and allowing the body to return to its healthier, more relaxed state, you benefit the soul. Yes, you can best believe that when we are stressing our bodies, we're stressing our souls. When we're stressing our souls, again, we stress our bodies, muscle tension, etc. We need to relax. We need to vacation.